If we were to pinpoint the favorite pastime of British Columbians, complaining about mobile phone costs would be up there with expressing dismay at the quality of the Vancouver Canucks goaltending. Years go by, political vows are made, mergers are explored and accepted, and residents of the province remain keenly aware that they are paying significantly more for connectivity than counterparts in other countries. Research company and Glacier Media ask mobile phone users about their experience every 2 years. The numbers this month are not great. More than 7 in 10, 72%, up 2 points since our September 2021 survey, describe the cost of their mobile phone plan as very expensive or moderately expensive, while just 27%, down 2 points, deem it moderately cheap or very cheap. Mobile phone users aged 18 to 34 and aged 35 to 54 in British Columbia are more likely to claim they are paying too much, 73% each, than those aged 55 and over, 63%. Majorities of users in all income brackets are dissatisfied with how much their mobile phones cost them each month. Complaints are highest in Metro Vancouver, 75%, followed by Southern BC, 72%, Northern BC, 70%, the Fraser Valley, 69%, and Vancouver Island, 61%. A monthly plan for a mobile phone in Canada with 2 gigabytes of data costs about $75. When we asked British Columbians how they believe this price compares with other countries, more than 2 in 5 said they think mobile phone users in Italy, 43%, up 9 points, and Australia, 41%, up 8 points, would pay less for the same monthly plan. The presence of American ads on television, particularly for Canadians who enjoy watching sitcoms and sports on U.S. networks, makes it easy to compare costs on each side of the 49th parallel. More than half of British Columbians, 58%, up 1 point, think Americans do not pay as much as we do for mobile coverage, a proportion that rises to 76% among those aged 55 and over. Federal and provincial political parties have included cheaper mobile phone service in their platforms and policy documents. In 2019, the Federal Liberal Party promised more affordable cell phone bills, touting that a family of four would save about $1,000 a year once a re-elected government took strong action on this file. British Columbians are not convinced that much has happened since then. Only 24%, down 1 point, think the federal government will actually reduce the cost of Canadians' mobile phone and internet bills, while 66%, up 5 points, assume this commitment will not be met. British Columbians aged 55 and over are particularly skeptical on this point. Only 12% think the party will achieve what it promised in 2019, compared to 25% of those aged 35 to 54, and 41% of those aged 18 to 34. The provincial government also pledged to act on this issue. In 2019, Legislative Assembly member Bob Deeth was appointed to work with the federal government to explore more affordable and transparent mobile phone options. This was not a topic that featured prominently in the 2020 provincial campaign, where the BCNDP earned a majority government. As was the case at the federal level, confidence on change is low 4 years later. Only 26% of British Columbians, down 6 points, say they believe the provincial government's push for more affordable and transparent mobile phone options will be fruitful, while 60%, up 11 points, do not see a chance of success. Only one-third of British Columbians who voted for the BCNDP in 2020, 33%, expect to see positive movement on this file. As expected, confidence is lower among BC Green and BC Liberal voters in the last election, 25% each. Over the last couple of years, Canadians and British Columbians alike have reported paying more for groceries and fuel. The idea of government action and coordination to lower mobile phone bills seemed promising in 2019, but the public is now dejected. As confidence in elected officials wanes, the only indicator increasing is our understanding that residents of other countries are having an easier time fitting mobile phone costs within their family budget. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from November 9-11 among 800 adults in BC. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in BC. The margin of error is plus or minus 3.5 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.